Breaks.
On Triple J.
All right, it's gone past 8 o'clock. Happy Tuesday. Our guest is here. She's here. First time in the country. It's Bloody Lord, the girl you've been going crazy about. Good morning, Ella. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Welcome to Triple Ella J. Welcome to the country.
Yelich O'Connor is Lord.
That's
and
correct.
Lord is Ella Yelich O'Connor.
You did well with the double-barreled surname. Just
yeah,
then.
They are one in the same. In the country for just a couple of shows, people losing their mind over this debut EP. Congrats on everything.
Thank you.
Are you taking time off school to be here?
I am, yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, my friend from school has been delivering schoolwork to my doorstep.
Really?
Like, literally, he's like, I left it on your doorstep. I'm like, shit.
What subjects? Framed. I'm sure we can help in some way.
I take English, Spanish, history, art, biology, and maths.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bit of a spread?
Well, I take this like diploma, so you have to take a language and a math and all that stuff. If I could, I would be taking like media studies. And
yeah, right.
Fun stuff. I'm stuck with math.
Can you give us any Spanish? Anything come off the top of your head?
Okay, no.
Just no, this
don't
is practice,
even. No,
Ella.
No.
You've got to go back to school. People are getting in front of you,
oh
ahead
my
of
God.
You in class.
They
this
are.
Is a perfect chance to practice.
No, no. Spanish. It's been too long. I haven't been at school for a couple of weeks, so.
Okay.
I'm a bit behind on my Spanish.
We'll get some out of you.
Okay. I just started as well this year, so.
Wow, okay, you just started. You're just getting involved. All right, good news. Well, fortunately, you're very good at music. Are you studying music at school?
I don't take music. I've never taken music at school.
Really?
Because
you would kill it.
Oh, thanks. Well, I can't read music,
okay.
Which I think is like a big step backwards in the course, and they kind of treat you like, you know, you're a simpleton, so.
Yeah.
Well, if it's just taking up Spanish, you can take up the clarinet or something, take that along to school.
Oh, I can't play any instruments either, so that would probably set me back.
Wow.
I'd be the worst music student ever.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, that goes against what we're about to play, which is a song that you've been requesting a lot here at Triple J. It is Royals by Lord. We'll bang it in here and come back and find out a bit about the song, a bit more about the artist behind it, and have a general chat.
Vominos. Let's do it, or let's quickly.
I thought it was disappear.
Kicking into the Spanish.
Vominos.
Okay, 6 past 8. Let me live that fantasy. On Triple J, there it is, Lord and Royals, a song that's getting a lot of love from the EP Love Club. The lady behind that tune is in the studio here at Triple J at the moment. Maybe you caught her last week doing a couple of shows around the place. No doubt we'll be back for more touring, as more people demand more Lord. Thanks again for being here, Ella. Great to have you in the studio.
No problem.
Now, Royals, it's a song that everyone's really loving at the moment. Has it taken you as much a surprise as you've taken us?
I don't know. Like, this is my first musical release, so I guess you never know how stuff's going to go. So I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. So this happens to everyone, you know? Like,
yeah,
I feel like
right.
It's, like, real normal.
You never get signed when they're 12 and then...
Shut up. Yeah.
Talk us through that story, though. How did you come to be putting out your first EP when you're 16 years old?
Well, basically, I've been involved with my record company since I was, like you said, 12 or 13. Just on development and... you know, having singing lessons and writing with different people, kind of figuring it out. And then started writing with my producer, Joel, a couple years ago. I think I was 15, and just kind of kept going. And then had this material that we were happy with, these 5 tracks. And I was like, well, might as well put something out. Like, you know, it's been a while, and that's how it's gone. It's been pretty chilled out, really.
Here it is. And the tune, Royals, does this tie into your fascination with the aristocracy, which led to your name, Lord?
Kind of. Like, I'm... obviously really into aristocracy and that comes out in a lot of different ways in what I do. But also I had this thing on my wall. It was a guy in a baseball shirt signing baseballs and his team was Royals. And I was like, I love the word because I'm really into, you know, pulling out interesting words. And then I kind of tied it into this, you know, this thing I was thinking about and this thing that I was joking about to my friends about how all this music was like really lavish and kind of irrelevant to us, you know.
Right.
We'd all been listening to like heaps of hip hop and I think we'd been playing Lana Del Rey and we were like, oh man, we're never going to be drinking all this like,
the Hollywood,
this crazy
the
stuff.
Champagne.
That, yeah.
So that contrast between what music that a lot of young people listen to and the reality of being just a kid hanging out doing jack shit.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I feel like everyone's thinking it, so I have to say it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I found like every video clip is at a killer house party. And when I'm with one, it's just people sitting around.
Hide
someone's
out.
Playing Xbox or something.
That's for sure.
Yeah, everyone's not having as much fun.
Your life must get pretty interesting now, though, with, you're traveling overseas to do shows and people are blogging about you all around the world. How's your life changed since you've dropped The Love Club?
To be honest, it's not even that different. The only difference is that I get recognized in the street sometimes. The good thing is I'm from New Zealand and so there's kind of no concept of celebrity. Like, everyone knows everyone, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not...
What do you mean everyone knows everyone?
Well, like, you know, there's like Shortland Street and you're like, oh, that guy totally, like, I saw him at New World or whatever, which is our supermarket.
Okay. Yeah. You see Dave Dobbins around the place? Yeah. Hey, morning, Dave.
If
morning,
I saw Dave Dobbin, I would like... I don't know. I'd have to like kiss a shoe or something. He's like mild royalty in the New Zealand.
Mick Runga? She? What about she walk around?
Epic. Oh, man.
She's a big one. Well, Brett and Jermaine, you met those guys?
I haven't. Apparently Brett wanted to come to my show in Wellington. And I was like, whoa. A little bit starstruck.
Yeah, wow.
Because those guys are rad. But no, like the only thing that's really weird is people coming up to me at parties and being like, can I get a photo with you? And I'm like, I don't want to do this right now, you know, because you're in a party and it's like, I'm just...
Of course.
Yeah, were you too busy drinking champagne, diamond champagne?
Purple drank.
Yeah.
No, Triple J this morning with Tom and Alex. We're hanging out with Lord, a.k.a. Ella Yelich O'Connor. We're going to take a track here because we are celebrating Triple J's Hottest 100 of the past 20 years. Now, can you remind everyone how old you are at the moment, Ella?
16 years old.
Right, you're 16, so you missed out on four of them here. But what's the track that you've really loved from the last 20 years that you can remember or you've discovered?
I love Union by Deptford Goth.
Deptford Goth. Tell us about this band.
Well, I think it's just one dude. He used to be a primary school teacher, which and he writes this really like somber music. So I was like, I wonder what your charges are like, your little primary school children running around.
How can you be sad when you're finger painting and stuff?
Yeah. But no, he's just kind of mildly adult contemporary, which is not a good way to disguise him, but he's awesome. That was Union by Deptford Goth. I'm Ella, and this is Tom and Alex on Triple J.
Boom. Nailed it. You may also know her as Lord, responsible for the Love Club EP, which has been going absolutely crazy. Diplo, Grimes are big fans. The track Royals is going gangbusters here at Triple J.
Is Diplo a fan?
Oh, yeah. He's tweeted about you and everything.
No, he hasn't.
Yes.
You're making that up.
Okay, sure, I am. No, he loves your work. Cool. I mean, yeah, you must have a lot of surprise. Are you a big fan of Grimes as well? She's a big fan of you.
Yeah, I think she's real rad. I really like females in pop music that do good things for females rather than being like, I'm a girl, I'm nothing without you here, boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's so stupid. And I think she, yeah.
Fits into that
women.
Category.
Yeah.
What about Selena Gomez?
Sing along, come on, Ella. People can't see you dancing on the radio.
I'm dancing so hard right now. I'm doing the hands. I watched this and like shamelessly was into it. And I was like, this disagrees with everything I believe in, but I love it so much.
Is Selena doing great things for
Have
women
you seen
in
the
music?
Video? This is not Selena doing good things for women. She's just like, I'm sitting here waiting for you, boy.
Oh, wow.
Which frustrates me. But have you seen the video? It's got like an eagle and this epic crashing wave. And it is super patriotic and kind of... weird.
Like real American kind of thing.
I'm not quite sure who was like artistic director on it or whatever. I was like, this is a weird buzz.
Is your next video clip going to involve like a kiwi or something like that?
The mighty kiwi, bird. Kiwi soaring down. Terrifying bird.
The mighty flightless bird from NZ.
No, that's not a thing.
What kind of stuff lyrically are you attracted to write about?
Well, a lot of my lyrics are really anecdotal. Like I usually just write about stuff that's happening to me. Stuff I've been thinking about. Sometimes something is like more of a personal vibe and sometimes it's directed at more people, I guess. But yeah.
The turnover is quite quick as well. Like you've mentioned being so young, just a year ago is a long time in your life. And so perhaps...
Absolutely. So I look back at, you know, stuff on that EP and I'm like, ooh, that is not cool. Like I wish I had not, you know. But you got to put stuff out and it's fine. But
so what are you evolving into now? What sort of things are now taking... What is cool at the moment?
What's cool?
Or what is lyrically? Yet to be uncool? We'll say what's yet to be uncool in your lyrics.
I don't know.
What's the most recent track you've been writing?
I wrote a track the other day called 400 Lux.
400 Lux?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a measurement of light, sunrise or sunset.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Again, people can't see your gangster sides through their radios. Yeah.
This is me all the time.
I think I have some audio of you listening to your own work, actually.
Obviously, I listen to the EP and I'm like, ugh. This is so terrible. I'm so embarrassed about everything on here.
Oh.
Oh, man. You just played me talking.
That's you talking to New Zealand radio there. And it's you talking right now.
I panic on radio and then I say things like that.
Kill the
Yeah, right.
Just like a strange voice.
This is great having you here in the formative stages of your career because anything you can say now will get on Wikipedia and people will be bringing up throughout your career something weird you've said right now.
I totally have a Wikipedia and half of it is not correct.
Oh, what?
Yeah. The song's called Royal.
And
I'm a year younger than I am. And my name is not my name. Like, all kinds of stuff. Whoa. I was like,
that's
one
of the important parts.
If you're gonna make a Wikipedia, you gotta at least get the like basic facts.
Seeing stuff on there is inaccurate. That's crazy. Well, let's have a listen to Million Dollar Bills, another track from this EP. I'm sorry, you'll have to listen to the song again.
This is the one that's like, I'm like, oh. But
right.
Good on you, Triple J, for playing it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Apart from you going, ooh, what else can you tell us about Million Dollar Bills?
Well, I wrote the lyric sitting on the train. It wasn't at night, it was in the morning.
Okay.
And it's just about... See, this is why this one cringes me out. It's just about being a kid, mucking around.
Mucking around.
Yeah.
Having a muck about.
And it was, you know, we made it very quickly and, yeah, it was spontaneous and fun.
Endearing. I'm going to say endearing.
Oh, you went for endearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better than
Okay, originally the track was only mouth sounds. So all the backing and all the drums and stuff were just sounds that I made with my mouth because I am a beatboxer.
Oh, my
like,
God.
It wasn't beatboxing. It was like... And we'd like sample it and turn that into
a hat and stuff.
Something.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. Well, let's try and get some beatboxing out of Lord after this. This is Million Dollar Bills. Maybe you haven't heard this track.
Million Dollar Bills by Lord on Triple J off the EP Love Club, which features our
guest. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, man, I'm going to live to regret that one, aren't I?
Lord is in the studio, and I've listened to your EP a bit, and the imagery is conjoined with royalty because a few of the aristocracy photos of people with animals and stuff you find quite weird, but now it's your EP cover as well.
Yeah, totally. I was like, you just make me look kind of badass and regal and like how I look normally, you know?
Of course.
Sure. If you're going to do a drawing, it can't be too far off the mark. And right. Then people will be like, you aren't Megan Fox, you know?
You're hella regal.
Thanks
for being here this morning. Can we get some beatboxing and stuff that you're working out with your mouth? You were saying that tune originally was just
I can't beatbox. We just chopped up little sounds that I made.
Okay.
To say I could beatbox would be wrong.
Well, it doesn't stop it from getting on your Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Write that down. No worries. The production on the EP is amazing. I think that's what really sends chills up people's spine is the harmonies, the layering, the vocal layering on throughout this EP.
Thank you.
How much technical knowledge did you bring to the process and how much did you learn after making these six tracks?
To be honest, I have very little technical knowledge. I just have a very clear idea of what I want, how I want things to sound. So it's kind of always been my steez to layer vocals and have a really lush vocal environment because that's the only instrument I can play really well, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
It's the same with how I write my songs. They're very much about the vocal and the lyric, you know, and that will almost drive the song because it's what I start writing first. So my producer, pretty much sits on Pro Tools and like he'll put something in and I'll say, no. Okay, it needs to sound kind of more like an insect, but like buzzing around in a tin can. And he's like, come on, man. Like, I don't know what's even going on.
Put the insect buzzy effect on.
But
come
we
on.
Definitely, we've been working together for so long now that we have a really good, you know, communication. And sometimes he'll do something and he'll know that I won't like it before he does it. But he'll like kind of slip it in and I'm like, no cymbals, Joel.
No
cymbals, because I'm not a big cymbals fan.
Right.
And he'll be like, what, you don't like it?
No, thank you.
But yeah, it's
just
very
my mouth voice. Just my own voice.
Only mouth symbols, yeah.
And what about bringing that to the live stage? I mean, you haven't done a lot of live performing. These shows in Australia, are these like in the first 10 shows you've ever done, really?
Yes, I'm still in the single digits.
Yeah, wow. How do you go about bringing such a complicated and complex vocal sort of track to the live stage?
Basically, I have with me on stage a drummer and a guy who plays keys and kind of triggers stuff from Ableton. I didn't want to go down the like loop pedal zone because I feel like that's kind of done and everyone's just like, whoa, you know, she's looping stuff.
Kimbra's stealing all your thunder there.
Kimbra. Get out of my spotlight, Kimbra. I'm joking.
It's happening.
This is like Kimbra's This is Kimbra's hometown, right?
She's been here a few times.
Been in Melbourne for quite a while. Yep, definitely.
Okay, sorry,
Well, let's lay down.
Well, she moved when she was about 18 to Melbourne, I think. 2 years to go until you're 18. Are you thinking perhaps Australia is your home? Because we're happy to steal you. Who'd we get? We got Russell Crowe. We got...
You're talking about like a trophy
Sam Neill. Yeah, we got Crowded House.
Crowded House, we'll take it.
We're happy to take you, Lord.
It's very pretty.
Okay.
I don't want to make any concrete decisions just yet, but...
No, lock it in.
Lock it in right now.
You're very welcome here at Triple J.
Thank you.
No doubt we'll see you back. And any plans at all for a record or anything, or it's all just take it all in and you've got to get through years 11 and 12, I assume?
Yeah, well, I got through year 11. I don't know if it's different over here. I'm in year sixth form, which is year 12.
Year 12, okay, right.
Yeah, I got to get through that. But also I've been busy in the studio since about December last year, pretty much like consistently I don't want to give too much away, but I think you'll be definitely hearing a body of work from me before the year is out.
Okay. Before the year is out.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna make the call.
Not around exams, though. Focus on your exams, okay?
Okay, well, the diploma I did means that I only have exams at the end of next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so my class is going away to, like, some kind of diving resort or some island or something for the time that everyone else has exams. So that's my time to strike, right?
You crazy New Zealanders. I'll never figure you out. Cheers, Elle. Lovely to meet you, and all the best. Thanks very much.
Thank you.